News, I'm Ben Thomas. After initially saying they were seeking additional suspects, the FBI now says the pickup truck driver who carried out that deadly New Year rampage in New Orleans acted alone. The FBI's Christopher Rea.
We do not assess at this point that anyone else involved in this attack is involved in this attack except for Shamsuddin Jabbar.
The suspect's brother, Abdur Rahim Jabbar, tells AP his older brother had become isolated and exposed to extremism in recent years, but he's still shocked.
He was compassionate, he was caring, he was funny, he was loving. He literally wouldn't hurt a fly, you know. That's why this tragedy is just so devastating, you know, because this is completely unlike him.
Authorities say a highly decorated elite soldier planned to cause more damage when his rented Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday. Sucker Magani has the latest.
Officials believe the man in the truck was Matthew Livelsberger,
a Green Beret operations sergeant,
on approved leave from a special forces assignment in Germany.
The individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation.
Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says they believe Livelsberger shot himself in the head and the explosion did not cause the intended damage.
Sort of vented out and up,
with the steel-sided truck absorbing much of the force.
The level of sophistication is not what we would expect from an individual with this type of military experience.
ATFE Special Agent Kenny Cooper, 7 people suffered minor injuries, and the blast didn't even hit the hotel's doors a few feet away. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the college football playoff, Notre Dame beat Georgia 23-10 in the Sugar Bowl. The Irish advanced to play Penn State in the semifinal. This is AP News. An airline data company ranks Delta as the most on-time U.S. airline for 2024. Jackie Quinn has the numbers.
Despite a computer outage in July that forced thousands of cancellations, Delta Airlines is the top U.S. carrier and third worldwide when it comes to flights being on time. The data group Cirium says Delta's rating is 83%. United Airlines came in at nearly 81%, and Alaska Airlines third in the U.S. with just over 79%. Globally, Mexican airline Aeromexico ranked best. Nearly 87% of its flights were on time. Saudia ranked second worldwide. Cirium officials say with severe weather patterns and this past summer's technology outage, the airlines that performed well deserve credit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.